Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Good morning, Jack, Keith, and welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio right here on The Pulse. Another great weekend and a Memorial Day weekend here in New Hampshire. Hope you're having a good one. And delighted to be with Tom Raffio, and CEO and president of Northeast Delta Dental, who, knowing Tom, he's going to be out on the road all weekend. And I hope there's some time for his lawn, because, you know, you got to think of your neighbors too, Tom. They, you know, you can't just be crossing the state all weekend jogging and being involved in the community. You got to take care of that lawn.
That's true, but that's why my wife and I had kids. And yes, I do have three road races over Memorial Day weekend. Great to see you on this Memorial Day weekend.
Great. And boy, Tom, it's been a, you know, we got through some of the rain, which I think is, you know, it's a double-edged sword. You need some rain for that, the grass seed in the garden, but we also love the sunny days to get out and enjoy the communities.
Absolutely, but certainly I noticed all the lawns are green, so I'm not complaining about that.
As is Northeast Delta Dental Stadium. I'm trying to get my lawn to, you know, mirror that well-groomed and manicured ballpark.
Yeah, Northeast Delta Dental Stadium is looking well, and we're looking forward to July and the All-Star Game and so forth. So it's going well, and the kids that are brushing and flossing and getting to go to games. So it's all working out very well.
Well, I'm especially looking forward to today's program, because on my afternoon show, New Hampshire Today, I just can't say enough about the men and women who serve and their families. You know, we think of our veterans and soldiers, but so often it's that family group of a veteran. And if you don't have someone serving, you know, you don't know what it's like for a teenage kid to have mom or dad, you know, in Afghanistan or you know, North Carolina or wherever they're serving. And if you're a veteran, you know, you're away from home for a long time. So I'm just delighted that you have our guest, who you have on today, because he's a great guy. But what he does for this program, which is really catching on here in New Hampshire. So I'm just excited you have our guest that you have on today, Tom.
Yeah, we'll introduce Kent in a moment, but absolutely. I feel sometimes when I'm around veterans, and I just also at the State Board of Education got a presentation from the folks that run the ROTC there. I feel like dental insurance pales in comparison to what our servicemen and women do for us as Americans, as well as obviously how their families are sort of back behind the scenes supporting them. And I'm just so glad that we're able to do this program to highlight this.
And our guest is Kent Nolan. He's the director of a program called Veterans Count Club, and it's part of Easter Seals. And Tom, we had one of Kent's colleagues on a few weeks ago on a program I had no idea existed through Easter Seals. And that was, you know, helping dentists and people be more aware of catching or detecting child abuse.
Exactly.
And neglect.
I mean, Easter Seals, Larry Gammon's tentacles are everywhere for sure. But obvious, Larry being the president. And of course, we sponsor and paid for the dental clinic that is out of the Easter Seals office in Manchester. And of course, many dentists, many of our participating dentists support that clinic by servicing patients who come to that clinic. But Larry got me involved with Veterans Count. He invited me to a breakfast that you have gone to, Jack, I know, and Ken, I'm sure, will describe. And at that point, I realized that there was a component of Veterans Count that also involved dental, which I'll explain momentarily. But essentially, even though family members of veterans do have a traditional group insurance dental product called TRICARE, there are other non-traditional dependents that don't have dental. So Larry got me really interested in Veterans Count, and we're a financial sponsorship to make sure that if grandmothers and others that are taking care of the kids, because some of these veterans, actually, that both the husband and wife are deployed and back at the ranch are, you know, the grandparents taking care of the kids, that though if there's a need of dental care, we wanted to make sure that they were covered as well. So that's how I got involved. And of course, the program is much more robust than just dental, and Kent will be describing that momentarily.
Well, Kent, thanks for being with us. And Kent, you're really leading the effort. You're also a veteran, and thank you for your service. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you for mentioning that, Jack. Yes,
and Andy has a radio voice, Tom.
He does.
Do
better than mine.
Well, Kent served several years in the Air Force.
In the Air Force, 84 and 88.
And right. Goffstown, New Hampshire, is home?
It is home.
Yep. Well, tell us, for folks, I'm familiar with Veterans Count, but you can never be too familiar with it. Tom, is tell our listeners about Veterans Count.
Well, first off, thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate this opportunity to talk about the program and what we do for our for New Hampshire's veterans. The program started as the brainchild of a few people who got together and said we need to serve a community that has been traditionally and historically underserved by the programs that are in place for active duty military folks, and those were our National Guard and Reserve folks. And as a result of that, Veterans Count was funded with a gift from Mike Salter, one of our founders. And it has evolved into a program now that has given nearly $1 million to military families in the form of goods and services to help them while their loved one is deployed overseas and serving this country with sometimes multiple deployments. The most important thing is we create a relationship through our care coordinators that help these folks get into the services and help identify early on the needs that these people are facing as a result of these deployments.
And Ken, the same way Tom Raffio and Northeast Delta Dental and the team at Northeast Delta Dental got involved with you, what intrigues me about Veterans Count is, yes, you do have corporate donors. Yes, you do have individual donors. And contributions and money are always welcome and needed. But what's different to me in this club, Veterans Count, part of the Easter Seals here in New Hampshire, and correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding is there are so many of our listeners who are experts in their own right. They could have a plumbing and heating business. They could be an attorney. They could be a teacher. They could be an accountant. They could be a landscaper. They could plow snow in the winter. And if they want to get involved in Veterans Count, they can contribute services so that families who have loved ones serving, whether they're at home or abroad, but something goes wrong at the household, something breaks, they may not have the financial means, your network can help veterans and their families by going in and fixing that problem.
That's correct, Jack. That's an important part of the leverage, the programs that we use to leverage the dollars that we do receive. The majority of our programs are funded through federal dollars through the Yellow Ribbon Program, which we recently received new approval for through our congressional delegation, the hard work of Senators Ayotte and Shaheen.
And that's not such an easy thing these days.
No, it's not. No, it's not, because some of the funding came from that dirty word known as earmark. But there is actual budgeted money set aside for the 8 states who provide services similar to, but not quite to the extent of, what we do here in New Hampshire. The people you spoke of earlier, the we call them providers, they may be a small business in an area that don't have the bottom line to just write a check and say, I'm going to support you financially and give you a corporate contribution. What they'll do is they'll give their expertise. And the beauty of that is it provides a service to our military community, our families, and while creating a relationship that is a two-way street where it puts a consumer with a business owner and helps them to develop that relationship.
So let's just boil this down a little bit, Tom and Kent. Correct me if I'm wrong, Kent. If one of our listeners, even if they're not a veteran, but they just want to help veterans, is a remodeler. And they
Correct.
Become part
Absolutely.
Of your network, and they hear that you notify them if they're part of this, saying, hey, we have a veteran who just came home and, you know, recovering from some wounds.
Right. Correct.
You know, kitchen needs some work.
Or if something goes wrong with their home. You know, the yeah. service member's deployed and the furnace blows up in November or December.
Will you go in and help?
What do we do? Absolutely.
Yeah,
go right in there.
Well, Tom, that's how you went to that breakfast. It's an annual event, and I got to tell you, you know, it wasn't too many weeks ago, my opinion, I hope it was every American, but most all Americans, and I think a lot of people around the world were proud and relieved to hear that our special forces, the Navy SEALs, you know, got the world's top bad guy in Pakistan. And that's such a strong, if not the strongest reminder of how special our armed services are, because it wasn't just the elite team. It was a coordinated effort of our military for years tracking this guy and finally getting him. But my point is, every day when there's no news in the news, there are men and women, as you said, Tom, who maybe both parents are on their second or third tour of duty in Afghanistan or Iraq, around the world, and they're away from New Hampshire and their home for months, if not a year at a time.
Exactly.
And that's a long time. And you talk about sacrifice. You talk about everyday stress that some of us have. I mean, who are we to say some of those days when we have bad days are really bad days if you know what some of our veterans are sacrificing?
Exactly. And the family left back at the ranch have the same day-to-day trials and tribulations that we all do, but without the father or mother there to help out. That's the beauty of this program. And if you go to these annual breakfast, I mean, you cannot leave without writing a check or having a tear in your eye. And that's how we got involved from a dental perspective. In the same way you talked about a network of remodelers, we worked with the New Hampshire Dental Society to get interested dentists who would help repair the teeth of any, again, non-traditional dependent who's, you know, left back at the ranch. And no one can say no when you go to that breakfast and you hear the stories of the families back home trying to support their father, their mother, their husband, their wife, who have been deployed.
Kent, is this unique is a overused word, but how unique is this program nationally?
It's an absolutely unique program. The level of services that we're providing and the partnership that we have between the New Hampshire Department of Health and Human Services and the National Guard is something that has not been replicated anywhere else in the country. The most important thing is when money is designated at the federal level, the department, the New Hampshire Department of Health and Human Services, actually just brings that money through state government at no expense and goes right to the service members and provides for these military families to pay for the care coordinators and the infrastructure and administrative costs that are so necessary to provide this program. And all of another important thing to mention is the philanthropic dollars that are raised are used dollar for dollar for the development of resources and for directly giving direct assistance to our military families.
And before we go to a break, the founders again, you mentioned one individual by name.
Mike Salter, right, was one of them. And Larry Gammon. This was a brainchild of several people coming together.
Were they veterans themselves?
Yes, Mike Salter's a veteran, Army veteran. He worked with General Ken Clark, who was at that time the state adjutant general, to get this program going.
And John Stephen also was spearheaded some of the early breakfasts as well.
Absolutely.
I want to make sure we acknowledge that as well.
It's a large cast of characters at the state level.
Well, you know, it always takes someone to get the brick and mortar laid, and then good things can, not always, but sometimes sprout. And I'm glad that that's happening with Veterans Count. We're going to take a break. Northeast Delta Dental Radio. We'll be back more with Tom Raffio from Northeast Delta Dental. Kent Nolan, Veterans Count Club, part of Easter Seals, is our subject this morning. Hope you're having a great weekend. We'll be right back from the Pulse.
How was work, honey?
Oh, our Delta Dental rep visit got me thinking about my oral health, you know? Reminded me about visiting my dentist and gave me this toothbrush.
I'm glad you're excited.
Uh-huh.
But do you suppose you could not brush your teeth at the dinner table?
Huh? Oh, sure.
Thank you, honey.
As the region's most experienced dental benefits company, Northeast Delta Dental delivers unmatched local service, providing timely responses to customer questions and ensuring claims are processed quickly and accurately so enrollees feel taken care of every time.
Visit Northeast Delta Dental at nedelta.com.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio here on the Pulse Saturday and Sunday mornings, and delighted to be here with Tom Raffio, the president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental. And Tom, as I said at the outset, I continue to be just very pleased and impressed with the topics that we're able to introduce through this program and venue of many things that I had absolutely no idea existed here in New Hampshire, from your series of road races that you've put together to keep a lot of these community races in towns that wouldn't be happening, from the Lakes region to Canterbury down to Manchester, you name it. The stuff that helps kids through the your network of Northeast Delta Dental. And this program today is another great example, Veterans Count. If you're just joining us, many people may not be aware, but through Easter Seals, we're going to tell you how to get information and contact these guys. There's a program called the Veterans Count Club, and Kent Nolan is the director of that. He joins us here. And Tom, it's just another example, I think, of that New Hampshire, neighbor helping neighbor, innovative program.
There's so many good stories in New Hampshire that the word just doesn't get out enough. And sometimes New Hampshire gets a bad rap. You know, we're kind of low on the list for financial donations. But when it comes to lending support for our fellow neighbor, we're right at the top of the list. And this is another example of it. And as I mentioned prior to the break, if you attend one of these breakfasts, and Kent will talk about that, you can't go away not being impressed with what Easter Seals has really come up with and what we're doing to help support the families whose husbands, wives, fathers, or mothers are off serving our country.
And Kent, you know, because you served, you're a veteran, and you have your own family, so you know what it's like.
Right.
But share to Tom's point, and thanks for being with us, share to Tom's point some of the families, some of the veterans you've already helped. Can you know, maybe you could just give like a couple of the anecdotes that are real, first name. You don't have to give all the details, but just give some real life examples.
Well, most recently, we just printed our periodical. It's a Veterans Count Brief, and on there is a woman, a spouse of a deployed service member, who's her husband was given his deployment orders, they went through the normal checklist of things that they needed to do and think about. And at some point during that process, she realized she didn't have a driver's license. She never learned to drive. She grew up in a suburban area, and now her husband's going off, going to be gone for a year, and she's got to be able to take care of the kids, get them to appointments, take them to school, get
practice after school, you name it.
The normal things, be mobile, be able to drive somewhere and go somewhere. So that was a very unusual instance, but it's one of those things where, you know, I was telling Tom earlier before we started the show that it's one of those things where you never could think about. You couldn't make this stuff up. I mean, who would ever think that there'd be someone in their 30s or late 20s later in life and never have even driven a car, never thought that they needed a driver's license in New Hampshire.
So how did your program help?
So we helped her get into a program for driver's education, kind of alleviate a little bit of the stress, that comes with the fact that you're having to go do something and take a test and learn a new skill.
Yeah, and you're not 16, 17 or 18.
Exactly.
Or 16,
It's a whole new pressure. It's not like a 15-year-old trying to get
right,
out there
16,
and be able to impress their friends because they got their driver's license. You know, here's an adult who's got to go out and do something, and you know, and everybody's watching, including her own kids. So I'm sure that brought its own level of stress. But we helped her get through that program and, you know, helped her with all the other, you know, little things that came up and big things that came up during the deployment. And it's just one of those cases where, you know, when we get our care coordinators into the homes with these families, we learn these little things, little nuanced issues that they have. You know, it may not be a big thing to most people, but it's something they have to think about. And it helps relieve the stress on their service member when they're gone.
And that makes the point of what I was saying earlier, which is all of the daily trials and tribulations that we all face still go on for the family that's left behind.
Right.
You know, whether it's something like this, a driver's license, or whether it's a mortgage payment, all of that stuff doesn't go away. In fact, it's harder because your spouse isn't here, or your mother or father is not here.
Excellent point, Tom, because you think of things, even if you have more than one adult in the household. This last winter, we had a lot of snow removal, an ice dam, a furnace that isn't working on a February morning, and you got to get the kids off to school. And you're juggling and, you know, just having a resource. The other thing, I don't know if you both would agree, Kent and Tom, is I've spent enough time in New Hampshire and I can tell, I know from my listeners and my show, there's a fair amount of humility in New Hampshire and modesty. And a lot of times people are afraid to ask. They keep all this stuff to themselves. It might be a veteran spouse. It might be a veteran who just came back, and they're too proud. Maybe the word is proud is what I'm looking at. There's too much pride, and it's a good thing. It's a good New Hampshire trait. But sometimes, and a lot of times, people just, like the Robert Frost walls, they just, you don't know what's going on in that household. And sometimes if they knew, what would you say to that, Kent? Do you run into that? Like veteran's just too proud to ask?
Well, I would say that's, you know, take that trait, that New Hampshire trait, and make it even greater. A greater barrier when you add the military component into it. I mean, these are folks who join the military for a particular purpose, and that's to help people, and that's to be useful to this country and be servants of their friends and neighbors and community and nation. And you take that military, that outlook, saying, I'm here to help, they're not used to picking up the phone and asking for help. They're used to being the savior. They're used to being that helping hand and that relief in times of disaster or war. And that creates a further barrier. I don't want to sound too parochial when I say this. I mean, being a former Air Force guy, I have many friends who are Marines. And when you talk about Marines, I mean, it's even a greater challenge there. We just had a unit from the Londonderry Reserve Center deploy. A Bravo Company just deployed. So we have two units gone right now that I'm aware of right now, large deployments between the Brigade Combat Team and the National Guard and now the Marine Reserve Unit, Bravo Company. And you really have to work hard to breach, you know, to break through that barrier, that reticence to actually go forward and say, hey, you know, I could use some help with this, or in the case of the Guard, where they are deployed and they get the deployment orders, leave their civilian job, there may be a gap in when they're getting paid. So now Tom mentioned earlier about the the mortgage payment or the car payments. I mean, they're still coming due, yeah,
and,
you know,
and
regardless
it might,
of
and it
status.
Might be $1,100, but that's $1 million to someone who doesn't have
it. It may be absolutely beyond their capability.
Tom, I wanted to go back to you, but I just want to ask Kent quickly. Why did you want to serve? What made you want to serve? What called you to serve?
When did I? Well, a lot of reasons. I could blame or give my one of my uncles great credit for that. My favorite uncle was an Air Force veteran, 34 years in the Marine Corps and the Air Force. And early on in my life, I decided I was going to the Air Force because during the Vietnam War, he sent a handmade uniform that mirrored his with my name on it that had Chief Master Sergeant stripes from the elbow to the shoulder. And that put it in my mind early on that I wanted to serve and I wanted to do something. But
do you still have that?
No, I don't. I think I wore it until it fell off of me. I think I wore it for 3 weeks until my mother finally told me I couldn't come in the house or I had to hose off.
Then you got your own real one.
It was terrible. Yeah, and then I got my own several years later. And it was just a sense of community and a sense of country. I've always been very proud to be an American and always felt that I was lucky to live in this country. And I'm not sure how corny it sounds or how provincial, but I do feel that. I still feel that sense, and that's why I'm as active as I am.
Well, it's great that you're giving back and working in that. Tom, don't you also get a sense we're a relatively small state population-wise, about 1.3 million, I think, was the most recent census completed. But we have a fairly, per capita, good amount of veterans serving because since the National Guard has been mobilized for things beyond domestic disasters, you know, a lot of these troops are working side by side, full time, Marine, Air Force, Navy, Army, and the deployments are sometimes 18, 12 months. It's a long time.
Absolutely. We have, a woman in our office. Her husband's been deployed 3 times, and we try to be as supportive as we can with her. Name is April, and sometimes what we have done is so people get a feel for what's going on in Afghanistan or Iraq, we actually have the servicemen come and meet our employees at all colleagues' meetings. So definitely everybody in New Hampshire knows someone that has been serving for sure.
Kent, we don't want to let this time get away without telling our listeners how to get a hold of Kent Nolan, how to get a hold of Veterans Count Club.
Well, as Tom mentioned earlier, we have a breakfast. That's our big, kind of our big public venue that brings and puts a face to the name and a face to the community that we're serving. But it also brings the community together, individuals, business owners, retired military folks. And this year, our breakfast is in October, the last weekend in October. And as you mentioned earlier, Jack, our provider network, any businesses or tradesmen or what have you who are interested in helping out our military folks and have the time, treasure, or talent to help our folks, you can contact me directly at 603-621-3509. It's my office number. It's 603-621-3509. And our website is on easterseals.nh.org, and it's Veteran Services beyond that. You can click through and get to a provider page and put in all of your information and designate what level you're able to assist us, whether it's through services or in-kind donation of some form or fashion.
And let me speak to that. I think obviously in-kind services and products are really, really important. But in the final analysis, we also need some corporate memberships and individual memberships because from August of 07 to March of 2011, the out-of-pocket dollars that have been paid out by Veterans Count have exceeded about $900,000. And so obviously some of that needs to be funded through corporate and individual membership. So while we certainly want your talents and in-kind services, writing a check is also very important. I just want to be clear about that.
It's extremely important. Thank you for mentioning that, Tom. And our support comes in from individual memberships at $150 and go all the way up to corporate memberships, you know, into the tens of thousands of dollars. And you're correct. That is very important because that helps us provide a tactical and timely response to any type of trouble or issue that our military family has. We can find out on a Monday morning that, as Jack mentioned, an example of a boiler blowing up and a house going cold. If we find out about that on a Monday morning, by Monday afternoon, we have a response, you know, set up. We've got the money if it's needed. We've got the provider, if we have one available, to go in and take care of that problem right away.
Well, hopefully it doesn't blow up. But I know many times in my house, it's like, boy, is it cold? Why isn't that working? And my wife, Patty, will say, go down there. And I'm like, what's the plumbing and heating guy's phone number? No, great stuff, Kent. And again, that website Kent mentioned earlier is EasterSealsNH.org, EasterSealsNH.org. Kent's direct line, 621-3509.
3509, that's correct.
Yep.
Thank you.
And K. Nolan, N-O-L-A-N, at easterseals.nh.org. And I know I speak for Tom, Raffio, and you, Kent, when I say this, and I say it on my show. You know, my wife Patty and I, both the kids of Marines, dad passed away when I was young. We have a really bad habit, and that is we don't need a war to, we are at war. But if we see someone in uniform, I don't care if it's at the Rite Aid, an airport, just walking down the street, it's thank you for serving. And to all the men and women out there, past, who are veterans, who have served, who are thinking about joining, who are current, the spouses, the aunts, the uncles, the kids, thank you all for making New Hampshire, I think, the best state in America, and being a free state, and for what you do, because a lot of times you don't get the thanks. So I know I wanted to at least say that.
Thank you very much, Jack.
Absolutely. I feel the same way. And one of the ways we can all help is to support the families that are back here. So let's get behind Veterans Count.
Great stuff. Tom Raffio, I know you're probably off somewhere. Have a great long weekend and happy Memorial Day. And
you too,
thanks
as well,
for being
Jack.
In here.
Thank
all right.
you.
Have a great one. We'll be back next week with another edition of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Jack Heath, so long. Have a great week.